Listening part two. You will hear some conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. Choose the correct answers for each conversation. Conversation one.
What do you think of Arthur's new girlfriend? We haven't been introduced yet, but I hear she's very pretty.
Don't believe everything you hear about Lisa. She's not nearly as friendly as Jenny.
Jenny? Who's Jenny? Oh, yes. She was going out with Arthur before he met Lisa, wasn't she?
That's right. They split up a couple of months ago, and he's been with Lisa ever since.
So, how did that happen? Tell me all the gossip.
Well, it all started when Arthur came to my birthday party on his own. Jenny wasn't feeling very well and decided to stay at home. But guess who was there?
The lovely Lisa, I presume?
That's right. The day after the party, I had a very tearful phone call from Jenny telling me that Arthur didn't want to go out with her anymore and she couldn't understand why.
Did you tell her about Lisa?
I had to, as I really didn't want her to find out from anyone else. It was awful, and since then, I've hardly spoken to Lisa.
Poor Jenny. I hope she's okay. You haven't got her phone number by any chance?
I'll text you. You never miss an opportunity, do you?
What do you think of Arthur's new girlfriend? We haven't been introduced yet, but I hear she's very pretty.
Don't believe everything you hear about Lisa. She's not nearly as friendly as Jenny.
Jenny? Who's Jenny? Oh, yes. She was going out with Arthur before he met Lisa, wasn't she?
That's right. They split up a couple of months ago, and he's been with Lisa ever since.
So, how did that happen? Tell me all the gossip.
Well, it all started when Arthur came to my birthday party on his own. Jenny wasn't feeling very well and decided to stay at home. But guess who was there?
The lovely Lisa, I presume?
That's right. The day after the party, I had a very tearful phone call from Jenny telling me that Arthur didn't want to go out with her anymore and she couldn't understand why.
Did you tell her about Lisa?
I had to, as I really didn't want her to find out from anyone else. It was awful, and since then, I've hardly spoken to Lisa.
Poor Jenny. I hope she's okay. You haven't got her phone number by any chance?
I'll text you. You never miss an opportunity, do you?
Conversation 2.
Looking at all your bags, you've done a lot of shopping.
I certainly have. Today is Black Friday, so most of the shops are offering big discounts, and I managed to grab quite a few bargains.
I've never really understood Black Friday. I thought it was just an advertising trick to get people into the shops, but when they got there, the prices were almost the same.
It used to be like that. It started in the United States because they have a Thanksgiving holiday on the third Thursday in November. And the day after was also a public holiday, when people had plenty of time to go shopping.
But apart from the States and Canada, nowhere else has a Thanksgiving holiday.
I know, it's a bit weird, but when I went shopping today, I got a 40% discount in all the department stores.
So you think Black Friday is a real deal, do you? What did you buy?
I'll show you. I got a very nice cashmere scarf. The original price was just over $100. And I paid 50, so it was nearly half price.
What? You paid £50 for that cashmere scarf, and you thought it was a bargain? I hate to tell you this, but I saw an identical one online 2 weeks ago for only £40.
So I've spent all day going around the shops thinking I was saving money. All the adverts said that I had to buy today, because next week the prices will go up again.
I think Black Friday is really just like any other Friday. Let's have a look at the other things you've bought. And I promise I won't tell you how much you could have paid for them online. Looking at all your bags, you've done a lot of shopping.
I certainly have. Today is Black Friday, so most of the shops are offering big discounts. And I managed to grab quite a few bargains.
I've never really understood Black Friday. I thought it was just an advertising trick to get people into the shops. But when they got there, the prices were almost the same.
It used to be like that. It started in the United States because they have a Thanksgiving holiday on the third Thursday in November. And the day after was also a public holiday, when people had plenty of time to go shopping.
But apart from the States and Canada, nowhere else has a Thanksgiving holiday.
I know, it's a bit weird, but when I went shopping today, I got a 40% discount in all the department stores.
So you think Black Friday is a real deal, do you? What did you buy?
I'll show you. I got a very nice cashmere scarf. The original price was just over 100, and I paid 50, so it was nearly half price.
What? You paid £50 for that cashmere scarf, and you thought it was a bargain? I hate to tell you this, but I saw an identical one online 2 weeks ago for only £40.
So I've spent all day going around the shops thinking I was saving money. All the adverts said that I had to buy today, because next week the prices will go up again.
I think Black Friday is really just like any other Friday. Let's have a look at the other things you've bought. And I promise I won't tell you how much you could have paid for them online.
Conversation 3.
Good afternoon. You are through to the reception desk at the Grand Hotel. My name's Bertie. How can I help you today?
Good afternoon, Bertie. This is Mrs. Pilchard in room 37. I've booked a double room with a sea view for 4 nights. I'm in my room now. I'm happy with the size, and I suppose it's not too expensive. However, I'm looking out of the window, and there isn't a view of the sea.
You can't see the sea, madam? I'm somewhat surprised, as room 37 is at the front of the hotel, overlooking the sea.
Yes, I can see the sea, but there's a busy main road between the hotel and the sea. That's not what I would call a sea view. All I can see is a line of cars and double-decker buses. That's not a view.
I'm very sorry, madam. Unfortunately, I'm not able to move the road for you. And the last time I looked through the window in room 37, I could easily see the sea. There were small sailing boats bobbing up and down on the water. It was beautiful.
You may not be able to move the road, but you can move me. I would get a better view and much less noise from a room on a higher floor. I, of course, expect to pay the same as my current room rate.
I'm afraid that those are our premium rooms, where the amount per night is considerably more than what you're paying now.
This is unacceptable. I booked a room with what I call a sea view, and that's what I expect to get. I want to speak to the manager immediately.
I am the manager, Mrs. Pilchard. If you would like to upgrade your room, come to reception immediately. I've got a lot of other guests to serve, and I certainly don't want to keep them waiting. Good afternoon. You are through to the reception desk at the Grand Hotel. My name's Bertie. How can I help you today?
Good afternoon, Bertie. This is Mrs. Pilchard in room 37. I've booked a double room with a sea view for 4 nights. I'm in my room now. I'm happy with the size, and I suppose it's not too expensive. However, I'm looking out of the window, and there isn't a view of the sea.
You can't see the sea, madam? I'm somewhat surprised, as room 37 is at the front of the hotel, overlooking the sea.
Yes, I can see the sea. But there's a busy main road between the hotel and the sea. That's not what I would call a sea view. All I can see is a line of cars and double-decker buses. That's not a view.
I'm very sorry, madam. Unfortunately, I'm not able to move the road for you. And the last time I looked through the window in room 37, I could easily see the sea. There were small sailing boats bobbing up and down on the water. It was beautiful.
You may not be able to move the road, But you can move me. I would get a better view and much less noise from a room on a higher floor. I, of course, expect to pay the same as my current room rate.
I'm afraid that those are our premium rooms, where the amount per night is considerably more than what you're paying now.
This is unacceptable. I booked a room with what I call a sea view, and that's what I expect to get. I want to speak to the manager immediately.
I am the manager, Mrs. Pilchard. If you would like to upgrade your room, come to reception immediately. I've got a lot of other guests to serve, and I certainly don't want to keep them waiting.
That is the end of part 2.